Welcome, everybody. We are back with another exciting edition of Metallicus Live, where we get the opportunity to meet some of the brilliant powerhouses that are doing fantastic things around our industry and beyond. Now, before I got onto this call, I saw a fire truck and some firemen like hanging out near my house. I guess they were taking a break or something. But you know what? I told them that I was glad that they were there. Reason being is because I knew that they knew that this was going to be a fire conversation. Ha! All right, dad jokes aside, I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Allison Liu, the founder of WeBlock, onto Metallicus Live. Thank you so much, Allison, for hopping on today.
That was a very good joke.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So it's been a while since we've seen you. We've seen you back in Money 2020, and that was roughly around October of last year. Yeah. How's everything been since then?
It's been very busy. Wow, I can't believe it's April already.
Right.
So yeah, my full time. So I work at Swirled Labs, which is a company that works for like, you know, the BD for Hedera ecosystem. So I worked there full time, started to work on more conferences this year, been to like ETH Denver, Paris Blockchain Week, and then we're going to the Duke conference coming up right before Consensus and also going to Consensus. So there's a lot happening these days, so pretty busy. And then for my side passion, which is WeBlock, it's also been going great. We've been doing a lot more outreach this semester to like industry mentors, student organizations, and just like slowly gaining more traction. But yeah, I can talk about that a little bit later.
Absolutely, absolutely. So like you said, it sounds like you got a lot on your plate right now.
But I do, yeah.
But let's take it back a little bit. We always love meeting new folks around the industry. You being seasoned and everything, we would love to kind of get to know you a little bit more. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I got into the crypto space like beginning of 2021 while I was still in school. So I studied at Northeastern and I was studying finance and marketing and was one of the student leaders at our fintech club on campus. And then some of my teammates, they started a blockchain club around that time, and they asked me to join as their vice president. And around that time, I had heard of Bitcoin. I knew my family bought Bitcoin, but I had no idea what a blockchain was. So I basically just spent like a couple months just watching different YouTube videos, going to networking events, and just chatting with different people to learn more about what the heck it is. And I think it was the moment where I read the Bitcoin white paper that I realized that, oh, wait, this technology is actually not as intimidating as I originally thought it was. So after learning a bit about blockchain and, you know, Web3 in general, I became president of the club and just really started getting out there and talk to people, partially because I kind of felt the obligation to create more connections for my club. But then over time, I just really started to enjoy the networking and made some really amazing friends. And then when I started to apply for jobs before graduation, I found out that Hedera was looking for an events coordinator. And I've been following HBAR for a while, and events was right up my alley. So I applied for it, got the job. And so far, just really been enjoying going to events, talking to different people. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I love it. What type of event did you enjoy the most? One that you didn't participate in, but you actually went as someone who wanted to learn or spectate.
I would say probably this is actually the event that I met Karen from the team. This was back at Pillar VC, like very, oh my God, when was that? Like a year and a half, no more, about 2 years ago. It's been a while. And it was just like, so I went there as the VP of the club, and as a student, I was surrounded by like, there were no other students. It was all whether like professionals or people doing their MBAs. So like they've already been working in the industry for a while. So I felt quite intimidated, to be honest. But it was just like, really eye-opening. I think it was that event that made me realize that, oh, I need to start going to more events to not just like watch YouTube videos, but also talk to people, because you learn so much from building these connections and talking with people. So I would say that event in particular really stood out to me compared to the other ones. But I've been to a couple other really good ones. Like, you know, I had a lot of fun at Money 2020 with spending some time with the Metallica's team, which is great. So
we love spending time with you out there too. It was an amazing time.
Yeah.
And also shout out to Karen. Karen, I think she's on the call. And if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be an event. There's going to be a WeBlock event coming up with Karen and Mara. Is that correct?
So there is a networking event featuring Karen, and that is so that's happening on the 19th. So in 2 weeks. So it's basically going to be an event on Northeastern campus, and Karen's going to be one of the speakers. With other speakers from Chainlink, we got Fidelity and State Street. And so WeBlock is doing a joint event with the Northeastern Blockchain Club and the Boston University Blockchain Club. It would just be like a really great event for anyone to attend and just like learn from panelists and network and, you know, just have fun, have food and drinks and have fun.
Absolutely. And if you all are around in that area, go on over. Check out the event over with the Northeastern community and to see what possibilities that leads to. And come with questions. And speaking of questions, what are like some of the most common questions that are asked by a lot of these young students trying to get into the space?
I would say the most common is like, oh, do I need to be technical to be able to work in this industry? And I think that's like the, you know, the biggest like misconception, thinking that you have to have a technical background to get into the space. Like for example, for myself, like I come from a fintech background, I more like finance and then marketing. And so when I was applying for jobs, I was applying for, you know, marketing or events. And while working in this industry, I found that there's like other ways, like community management, or if you're interested in the VC side, you can also join. So you don't technically need to have a technical background. And you can also just like learn the technical part on your job. And that is like the biggest, I would say that is the most common question I usually get. And also just talking about like, you know, different use cases, because I feel like a lot of people, well, a lot of students don't really understand the overall like Web3 space. And like, there's different types of use cases of like distributed ledger technology in general, rather than NFTs, metaverse, or, you know, like, because they're younger, they're more so on the degen side. So like DeFi and NFTs, or just thinking of it as like a total scam. So I think being able to like educate these students on the different use cases, that it not only applies to the more like NFTs and just crypto, but also like enterprise use cases. Those are really the conversations that I tend to lean towards when people come up to me and ask me, oh, so what is blockchain and what do you do in this industry? Yeah, that's basically it.
I love it. I love it. And you said these were some of those questions that you've had, like starting out in the space.
I did. I thought for the longest time that the Bitcoins and the NFTs, they were scams, until I actually did my own research and found like, oh, it's actually legit. And like a lot of people don't realize that.
Do you feel like, especially explaining blockchains, is such a big topic? Is there like a certain way you have to go about explaining it just so that folks can understand?
I guess like, so my audience is mostly college students. So obviously like I would break it down into very, very simple terms. So instead of like going straight into talking about what is blockchain, how does it work? I kind of go into, oh, what is money? What is the concept of money and why Bitcoin was started in the first place? So using an example, like using WeBlock as an example, we'll have like blockchain 101 workshops as like the first event when we go to a university. And so I start with what is the meaning of money? It used to be like, you know, you could buy stuff with stones or, you know, gold. And then now like Bitcoin is like digital gold. And so I kind of like explain the meaning of money first to get people to understand why some people like Bitcoin and some people like other blockchains and crypto and what's important about it, instead of like focusing on the technical part, because that usually gets people kind of confused. And then after they understand the different, I guess, properties of crypto and like the benefits of crypto, and then I would go into use cases. So talking about like examples of companies that are using crypto or using blockchain technology right now, such as like supply chain or like stable coins, putting it like less technical so that it's more digestible for students to understand.
I love that. I love that. Because I too was using YouTube to get an understanding of Bitcoin and blockchain back in the day. And I feel a lot of these workshops and having these events and talking about blockchain in a digestible way is so helpful for the next generation of Web3 and mm-hmm. everybody who wants to get into the space.
Yeah.
So, definitely. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing to what you said.
Love it. So for those that don't know, what is WeBlock?
So WeBlock is a woman in blockchain for short. And woman with an X instead of an E, which means woman and non-binary. So basically, WeBlock is a not-for-profit organization that aims to bridge the gap between college women and Web3 professionals. So we host like workshops, speaker events, networking events for college women to connect with professionals and just basically help them realize how many great opportunities are out there for them. And we do this by establishing what we call WeBlock hubs at different universities. And so the reason why I started WeBlock in the first place was when I was leading the blockchain club at Northeastern, I noticed that, let's say like a room of 100 people, only 5 of them were female, including myself. So I knew that something needed to be done. So I created WeBlock as an initiative under the club. And then we did a couple events, which were pretty successful. I remember our very first kickoff event had like over 40 students in one room, and like 35 of them were female, wanting to learn about blockchain, which has never happened before on campus. So I was very proud of that. So I realized like how much potential WeBlock had. And so instead of it being limited to just Northeastern, I decided to start WeBlock.org and expand to other universities that is not bounded by a single entity.
That's amazing. So how many hubs are there now?
So we started at Northeastern, then expanded to Boston University this semester, talking with University of Washington in Seattle, Florida International University, and Duke University. So two active and three on the roadmap, so 5 total.
I see you're going coast to coast with it. I love it.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
The eventual goal is to be global, but 5 years, 10 years down the line.
Hey, you getting started. So far, it's looking great.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Yep.
So how has the dialogue around women and blockchain changed from your time in college to now?
I would say it's getting better. When I was leading NEU blockchain, we barely had any woman in the club. And I've heard from numerous students about how they were like intimidated to show up or even talk to people, like whether it be the executive board or the speakers, because of the absurd male to female ratio. But definitely have seen more and more female students coming out to events after we started WeBlock at Northeastern. And also like through my interactions with blockchain club leaders from other schools, I've started to see more and more female student leaders, which is, it makes me really happy just to see more female and more female students in the space. But then outside of universities, I would say that the space in general is pretty inclusive. There are so many women in blockchain organizations out there, and they're always making a presence at all the major blockchain conferences. So it's just really great to see many strong organizations that are just out there for more women to join.
And so you said this is for women and non-binary students trying to get into the space. Yep. Can students outside of these universities come to these networking events?
Yes. So our events are open to anyone. It's not even just female and non-binary. If you're male, you're also welcome, because I always tell people it's not inclusion if you exclude male. Although it is catered towards like college students, we do have some community members. We have a Discord channel, and we just direct everyone to join the Discord channel. There are some non-students there. If you are interested in the space, you are welcome to all of our workshops, you know, blockchain 101s, DeFi 101s, or just like networking events. The eventual goal is education. You know, it's education for all. And even with a focus on female, we don't like exclude anyone who just wants to learn.
Nice. And they can find that on weblog.org. Is that correct?
Yes. So we do have a website. It's called weblog.org. Still need a bit of work on the website since we're still so new, and like most of our people on our team are still in school. I'm the only alumni who's working on this. But yes, there is weblog.org with more information. And we also have a Discord channel where we have all the students from different hubs and also like mentors and industry professionals in the Discord. So that's our main communication channel.
That's awesome that you have students that are on the team.
Yes, we have, I think we have like 16 students, female students on the team, which is great. It's a big team, and they're all interested in blockchain, and I love that. I love more female students to be interested in the space.
For sure, 100%. And it seems like they're learning as they go. Is that a correct assessment to make?
Yes, definitely. And like, even if they don't know much about blockchain, I always encourage people who are interested in joining WeBlock. I tell them, it's okay. This is an industry where people have like all different levels of background and knowledge into the space. Nobody's an expert, I would say, in this industry. So even if you are like new to the space, there's definitely ways that you can contribute to the team and also like your knowledge to our workshops and to our events.
Looking back at that first ever WeBlock event, how has it grown?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. Definitely, I would say the biggest growth is we went from a club initiative, like a university club initiative, to a nonprofit organization. A lot more people have heard of us now. Like a couple of engagements I've had this past semester, over the past few months, and just like I would bring up WeBlock, and they would be like, "Oh wait, I've been on this website, or I've heard of you guys before," and just like knowing that just makes me really happy. Even though we haven't really done like targeted marketing or anything like that, but the word is getting out there, which is great. And we're definitely taking it one step at a time by expanding to schools physically. It really takes time to expand to a new school. But the whole reason why we established WeBlock Hubs instead of having like a group of cohorts is because we want female students, even those who don't know anything about blockchain, to know that there is a safe space on campus that they can just go in and learn about blockchain. And they know that WeBlock will always be there on campus. And I think that cohort-based models, they work well for those who are like already very eager to be a leader in the space and are very active or like actively doing something. But I think for WeBlock, we just want to educate as many female students as we can. And having hubs at universities, people can always, you know, it's like a place that they can always fall back to.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a mentor along the way when you were coming up?
I did. Or I do. Yes, I do have a mentor. So going back to Karen, actually, we met at the Pillar VC event. That was, you know, like I said, one of my first ever events. And I was intimidated. And then Karen brought up MetalPay. And I was super intrigued. So I went up, strike a conversation, and we connected right away. And we probably chatted for about an hour. Just like not only talking about, you know, MetalPay, but also like about the industry. And I was also writing a paper on stablecoins with our blockchain club. And so we kind of just like talked about a lot of things. So ever since then, she's been just like helping me with like NEU blockchain, with WeBlock, and just like being super supportive. So I'm very glad to have met her and her as my mentor. And then I also have a couple mentors in the Hedera ecosystem as well. And definitely shout out to my manager, Lena. Even though she's my manager, she gives great advice since she's been in the space for a while now. So I really look up to her. There's also Jennifer from the HPR Foundation. She leads the Female Founders Fund. So I go to her for advice as well. She's also been in the space for like a decade now. So I'm really grateful to have like these women be part of my circle and like the connections that I made. And just like, I think just having good mentors is so important to me because they help me guide and just like guide me through this industry, which is, you know, still so new. So it's very important to have mentors.
What was the best advice you've ever gotten?
I would say this might sound a little cliche, but I would say not be afraid to step out and make connections. And that's usually the advice I give to other people too. So I tend to be a little shy when I go to like a place where I literally don't know anyone. And it's very hard for me to like strike the conversation first. And then I was given this advice and I kind of, you know, tried it. So going back to the Pillar VC event, I was like, okay, really stepping out of my comfort zone to talk to people and talk to Karen. I talked to a few other folks and that has, you know, I'm on this podcast now. So like, you know, like you never expect what is going to come in the future if you make the first move. So just really being out there, making friends, don't burn bridges. And I found that this industry is very much friendlier to network compared to other like kind of events, or I don't want to generalize, like not other industries, but like I've done a couple Web2 marketing like co-ops and jobs in the past, and it just doesn't feel the same. I feel like people in Web3 are friendlier. So definitely like just going out there, network, because you never know what's going to happen in the future.
You never know. Mm-hmm. So it seems like when you first met Karen and she introduced you into MetalPay, that seems like that was your first introduction into Metallicus. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So at some point down the line, I'm sure you've heard about Marshall Hainer also going to Northeastern. Did he ever reach out to you about and share alma mater stories and all that?
Yeah, we did have a call. So Karen connected me with Marshall, and Marshall's just great. He's so nice. And Yeah, and he also told me that he went to Northeastern, and really, it really would have been great if we had like more conversations. But and I also did get to meet him at Money 2020, and we talked for a little bit, which was kind of nice. But it was just like from the beginning, he was just like super supportive of our club. And I don't know if you remember, but there was, I think it was like last year. Yeah, sometime last year around May. So that was like during graduation season, and there was even a graduate NFT on Proton that was released just for Northeastern students. I see Paul here. Shout out to you for amazing design. A lot of people love the NFT. So just like that gesture was super, super thoughtful. But yeah, even though I'm no longer managing the club at Northeastern, but like we definitely value the connection, and I don't know, hopefully I can help organize something when Marshall comes back to Boston.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's just how it goes. We love just building community and just getting to know a lot of like-minded folks and just help build together within this industry and this big old scary environment, and then just make it into something that's ours and that everyone and anyone can be a part of and enjoy and learn from it.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's where it's just massive kudos to platforms such as, I'm sorry, I think the better term is organizations such as WeBlock and what they're doing to bring it in the next line of innovators and brilliant minds and folks into this industry. And
Yeah.
that's where I just give my kudos and I tip my hat off to you all.
The students are definitely the young minds, they're very talented. And like I see so many students going to hackathons and like winning all these prizes and like, wow, you guys are like really smart. and you guys are like coming out with all these amazing ideas, amazing projects. That's why I love going to hackathons. Actually, this past weekend, because I'm based in Boston, Harvard had their blockchain conference and they had a hackathon, and Northeastern won like 40% of the total prize. And I was like, wow, I'm so proud of
Wow.
you kids these days. They know what's up.
Exactly. And it's they're moving fast too.
Yep,
It's
for sure.
making us is us older whippersnappers trying to get in line with them to make sure that we're still innovating alongside with them. Yeah. So you brought up the roadmap, your WeBlock roadmap a little bit. Is there anything else that is in the works or is being planned by WeBlocks for the rest of this year?
We are hoping to join a bigger organization to combine efforts with one of the Women in Blockchain organizations, but that is still in talks right now. And I'm always open to more expanding to more universities. And like I've had a couple female students from like various like Virginia Tech and also ITU Blockchain, which is a blockchain club in Istanbul. They are interested in like having a WeBlock hub. So still in talks with those universities, but definitely the next step is, or like towards the end of this year, is like expand to as many schools as possible, but also using making sure that we don't go ahead of ourselves and expand to too many and not be able to manage all that. Because how WeBlock works is we do have a core team that has like we do career development, we do operations and like marketing, but then we also have an expansion team that manages like WeBlock hub leads from different universities. So with the expansion team, if there's like if we expand too fast. There's too many people to manage. So also like thinking about like strategically how we, where do we expand, and do we even have the network in that location to be able to expand? So no promises to any of the new schools, but definitely hoping to expand to as many as we can within our you know, capability.
Absolutely, 100%. So now, what do you envision for the Web3 industry as a whole? Not to talk about Weblock here, but what do you see happening in the Web3 industry for 2023? It's been kind of eventful thus far, but for the next 7 months.
That's another good question. Because obviously, I think, like, we feel it, right? We're in a bear market. Things are kind of going slow. Yeah. But I do feel like that this period is, like, the calm before the storm. And companies are rethinking their strategies, like, getting ready for the next bull run. So I would say, like the industry as a whole is still so early. But I am actually hopeful for, like, the end of this year or next year, where we actually see growth and, like, good, hopefully good news coming out later this year. But I do think that we've gotten a lot more traction lately with, like, you know, even my non-crypto friends, they were asking me about FTX. And so just, like, although it's not good news, but no publication is bad publication. At least they're aware that... you know, at least they're interested in crypto. They're interested, like, they're getting the conversations going. So having that awareness is very important. And maybe, hopefully, going to the future where we, obviously, we all hope for mass adoption. So maybe these people will convert and be interested in our, in the industry when the next bull run happens.
I love it. I love it. It all starts with the dialogues.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So, do you have any final advice that you would love to give to any students or recent grads that are trying to get into this space? Any last piece of advice?
Last piece of advice. Like I said, get yourself out there. Talk to people, network. I think that is the best way to find out what you like or dislike. Not be afraid to go out there and embarrass yourself, because I have done that plenty of times. So figure out what you want to do in this industry, and find out, like, going to these events will also maybe find your next job. So definitely don't be afraid to reach out to people working for the protocols you're interested in. I found that most people are super friendly in the space and are willing to educate or provide mentorship if you ask them. So definitely don't be afraid to do that and build these connections. And I feel like the crypto space is so small, where, like, you know, through my job, I travel to all the major conferences, and, like, I always see the same people. And it's fun because, you know, like, my connections, we start the connection as, like, a business connection. But then because we see each other so often through these conferences and also, like, working together, we eventually, like, became friends. So now, instead of thinking, like, every single engagement is a business engagement, it's more like just friends hanging out. And I love that. So, definitely getting out there and network, having a good circle of people, and just have fun. Like, this industry, I know I'm, like, working every day, but I'm, like, also enjoying my work and, like, just having fun with people.
I love that. Now, Allison, one more time, you mentioned this earlier on into the Twitter spaces, but can you remind everybody the upcoming events that yourself, in your team that are going to be a part of that people can come through and join?
Yeah, so there is a networking event happening if you're in Boston. It will be on Northeastern campus on April 19th, which is a Wednesday, I believe. And that is going to be a networking event where it's going to be 2 hours starting from 6 p.m. And we have Karen, who will be one of the speakers. We also have a speaker from Chainlink, Fidelity, and State Street. So it would be like a networking hour and then a panel and then more networking at the end. And there will be food and drinks there as well. So if you are in Boston, feel free to stop by. And for information on this event, I can share the event link however you want to share it post podcast. And you can also find it on weblog.org. Under events, there is a link that you can register for this event. But yeah, that's going to be really exciting. I love meeting people in person. I'm going to see Karen as well in person, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome. And shout out to Karen McHenry one more time. Just killing it over here in Metallicus.
For sure. Many, many hearts.
Many, many. Keep dropping the hearts. Keep dropping the 100 emojis. Clapping. All of it. But and also you would advise people to join your Discord. Is that correct?
Yes. So on weblog.org, on the first page, you will see the link to join the Discord. Discord has been mostly me posting about stuff, but definitely would like to bring it up again. So yeah, if you are interested in connecting with students, feel free to join our Discord. And if you are interested in just like getting connected with Weblog, my DM's open. So don't hesitate to shoot me a DM.
And where can we reach you on Twitter?
My username is, so it's AliLee912. That's my, I believe that is my Telegram plug as well. But yeah, I do have, you know, the little cute ghost with the purple background and then, you know, the gum. So
love it.
Hit my profile and then, shoot me a DM.
Awesome. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, students, intellectuals, everybody across the board, that has been Allison Liu, the founder of Weblog. Allison, thank you so much for hopping on today. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. It's been really great talking with you. I'm super happy to be on here. So thank you so much for having me.
Likewise, likewise. And we hope to speak with you again. And to everybody that's on our Twitter spaces, thank you so much for taking the time out of your beautiful Friday to end it off on a high note. And to everybody that is listening to our podcast, our Metallicus Live podcast, which is available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, you know where to find it, baby. Go ahead and feel free and give us a follow on our We Are Metallicus Twitter. That is at We Are Metallicus. That way you can join in on the next Twitter spaces and drop some emojis in there. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to our Metallicus page on YouTube. My name is Eric Lyons. I hope you all have a great Friday. And don't forget to network and always be curious. Have a good one. Bye.